Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to this bonus episode of Being Soul Confident. Thank you so, so much for being here. And I wanted to just ask you a very simple question, but I will get to that. Before that, I wanted just to say that I really don't, I didn't anticipate having a lot of bonus episodes. I was focused really when I brought the podcast together about having some main episodes, having conversations with other people about different experiences, different perspectives, because, you know, different experiences resonate with different people. And so having that wider conversation was so important. And yet, I must say that I really love sharing just some small thoughts, some small considerations with you in these shorter bonus episodes. And I really do hope that you are enjoying them and that perhaps, you know, when we look at some considerations or some invitations or some questions, that they give you food for thought. And so the invitation, the question that I'd like to ask you today is very simple, and it is, what is soul to you? So when you think about it, what do you think about? If you have an idea in your mind about what soul is, what is that? And the reason that I ask this is because soul always meets us where we are. So if you hold a specific view, an idea about what soul is or what soul might be, it will try and meet you within your understanding. And that is where you can be slightly more aware, where you can hold consideration for perhaps those synchronicities, those signs, those things that just come into being and you're not quite sure where they've come from. Because soul will always try and meet you in the place that you understand it the most. And that's where the partnership starts. And then obviously it progresses onward from that. But everything has to start somewhere. And your perception, your idea, your thoughts, your considerations about what soul is, what soul might be, they are things that can help you to clarify the signs, the synchronicities, those subtle awarenesses, which you can then validate as that sense of intuition, that sense of confirmation from soul. If we don't know what we're looking for, then it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. So it may be that soul is nothing like you actually expect it to be. And as you progress on that partnership, as you deepen that relationship, it will open you up to a totally different perspective. But the starting point should be, or not should, but the starting point can be, the helpful starting point can be, what is soul to you? And I'm just guided as I say that to have one of those, I don't know what you call them, I think they're like little thought bubbles, where you have the main question and then you have all these little avenues going off it. And it might be useful when you have a second to try that, to put that question, what is soul to you, in that middle bubble, and then just randomly doodle, randomly write, randomly just allow your thoughts, your feelings to pour out around that. And then when you reflect on it, just notice what you notice, and then notice the pattern, the connection between some of those things that you notice. I hope that supports you. I hope it also encourages a sense of playfulness, because that ability to be curious, that ability to play, is a really intrinsic part of who we are. And it's in the world we live in, it can be really easy to lose that. So any way that we can find to dive back into that curious play, that exploration in a fun way is always welcome. And I would say that it's always welcome by soul as well. So wishing you a wonderful day, whatever you are doing, take care and enjoy being soul confident.